Welcome to Gemara Markings, Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos, Daf Nun Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today's Tosfos Shiur will be quite abbreviated insofar as the amount of Tosfos material is very limited. On Daf Nun Ches Omed Aleph there appear no Tosfos, and on Daf Nun Ches Omed Beis you will see two rather short Tosfosin. So the first, Horoya Chavero Achar Shloshim Yom Omer Shechiyono. One of the Brichos Horiya that were featured is seeing one's friend after 30 days. Not having seen someone for 30 days generates the bracha of Shechiyanu. Omer ri, davka chavero hechoviv olav. This is a reference to someone that you happen to be particularly fond of. Avo be'inyan acher lo. A casual acquaintance would not warrant the recitation of this bracha, even if you haven't seen him for 30 days. The next Tosfos, vilon hu demikra, u'mechsi nehoira berakia. This is a comment made by Rav Huna Rav Yoshua, a number of lines from the bottom, and approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Daf. He was listed as, in our markings, as opinion number 2. And in our Gemara Shir, we pointed out that the marking of him as number 2 was based on the Tosfos explanation of the Sugya. Rashi, on the other hand, had mentioned that Rav Huna's purpose was to come and explain what give another explanation for what Zikin is. The original explanation that was given was Koich v'deshovit, a comet, and Rav Huna, according to Rashi, would be a second explanation, Vilon hu demikra, a reference to the tearing of the curtain, which is some type of reference to a rip in the night sky, in the dark sky, revealing behind it the heavenly glow. Tosfos, though, as we pointed out, does not subscribe to Rashi's pshat, and his disagreement is really based on Gemara structure, something that in Gemara markings we are very happy to point out. So let's take a look at the Tosfos, and he says, "Vilonu de mikra u'merzi nehora berakia." Lefi ha'inyan mashma. From the context, it appears the bar Rav Huna litaretz. Rav Huna's purpose is coming to offer an additional or alternative answer, the lo avar kasla, regarding the issue of did this koich v'deshavit, does it pass through the constellation of Kasla or Ksil or not? We had the Gemara had maintained that we have as a tradition that the Koich v'deshavit does not pass through Kasla. The Gemara asked, but based on empirical evidence, by simply visual evidence, it does pass through. So the first answer was that it's not the actual comet head that goes through, but rather it's the afterglow that appears as if it's going through the Ksil constellation. And Tosfos says that Rav Huna is a second explanation answering that, explaining that it actually, that the Zikin, as Shmuel says, or the Koich v'deshavit, does not go through Ksil. So that's what he says, that the Rav Huna litaretz the law of our Kasla. He's explaining how the Koich v'deshavit, the comet, does not go through Ksil. And what the Gemara said, that we see that it does, well, what you see in the case of something appearing in Ksil is not the comet, but it's rather the Vilon hu demikra. The Tosfos continues, Velo koi amasnisin lefrushi mai zikin, and it's not going on the Mishnah like Rashi said it was, to explain what is Zikin, where Shmuel already gave his explanation, and according to this other approach, of the approach of Rashi, is Rav Huna is giving a second explanation of what Zikin is. So why not say that? Why not accept that approach?
Taha Rav Ashi de Basrei. Rav Ashi appears after Rav Huna in the Gemara. He appears afterwards. Koi Ashinuya de Law of Arkisla. Rav Ashi is coming to explain the idea of the Koich v'Shavit not going through Ksil. So that if the first answer, the Zive Hudovar, and the third answer, and Rav Ashi also, in other words, before Rav Huna and after Rav Huna, they are involved with explaining the issue of the Koich v'Shavit not going through Ksil. So the first thing and that which appears after are dealing with that. It would stand to reason that Rav Huna is also dealing with that. That he's a second of three reasons. But to suggest that the Gemara starts first, deals with the issue of answering how Koich v'Shavit doesn't go through Ksil, and then Rav Huna coming out of nowhere is coming going back to explain the Mishnah, and then afterwards we go back to the issue through Rav Ashi, go back to the issue of Lo Avar Ksil, would seem to be an odd structure of Gemara. And therefore Tosfos suggests the 1-2-3 approach, three explanations of the Koich v'Shavit not going through Ksil. Udalo Kapirish Rashi, and this approach is not like that of Rashi. So with that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.